If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
John Landecker, and here he comes right out of the WGN-TV studios, and that would be Bill Snyder. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, John. Happy Thursday to you and to all our listeners out there. How are you?
I'm fine. I've been very hot lately, yeah. And I was hot today, but I wasn't as hot as I'd been before. Yeah. And then I was out, and out of nowhere came a very heavy thunderstorm that lasted, I don't know, five minutes, probably, right? Ten minutes. And now everything is calmed down.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. So this recent hot spell that I was referring to, have we broken any records in that thing?
Well, you know what, John? Daytime highs, we have not. It started last Saturday. We had highs of 94. 94 on Sunday, 95 on Monday, 94 on Tuesday, 89 yesterday, and 94 today. So it's been pretty consistent. We've had temperatures in the mid-90s, and those are not records. We've certainly been hotter during the day. Record highs for the periods that I mentioned there are in the upper 90s to around 100 degrees.
Ooh.
But we have what we did break, John, is we broke records for three consecutive days for the warmest overnight low temperature.
Uh-huh.
So while we weren't breaking records during the day, we were breaking records overnight, and that's something. So Saturday morning, low temperature, 78 degrees. Sunday morning, low of 80. And you know what's interesting about that, John? That was our warmest low temperature in about 6 years in Chicago. We haven't had a low temperature of 80 degrees since back in July of 2019. And then on Monday morning, we had a low of 79 degrees. So, yeah, the nighttime lows and all three of those records, John, were broke previous records of a pretty intense early season hot spell set more than 100 years ago. The previous records were all set in 1923. So that's pretty interesting stuff to look at. Yeah.
You know, and there's a cliche about a temperature at night, and if it gets to be a certain level, that's good sleeping weather.
Yeah.
Well, this was not. This
you
was
know
not
what?
Good
this
sleeping
is good
weather.
Sleeping weather, I guess, if you have your air conditioner on, right,
yeah,
John? But
yeah,
as far as windows open, and you know what? It's interesting, John. We've learned. I mentioned this before, but we learned, you know, the hard way back in 1995 when we had that deadly heat wave. I mean, that was such an oppressive spell of heat, but not just the daytime heat, but we found that nighttime temperatures, when they stay elevated like they did last weekend, that is the biggest factor when we start to get into trouble with, losing people to heat at that level. Because when you don't cool off efficiently to some capacity at night, your buildings, you know, without proper cooling, efficiencies, they just are not, they can't cool down, and make any headway before the next day of hot weather. So, these buildings stay 85, 90, or in some cases even higher degrees. And you know how the concrete is in the city, the heat island effect, that the heat, just the daytime heat re-radiates itself at night. And it literally, in these areas that have, you know, that don't have air conditioning, and folks that, can open their windows and try to cool by using fans, it just does not cool down at all in these buildings. And even when you drop the temperatures outside, John, it literally, we found this out in 1995, that it takes days beyond that for these buildings to cool down. So, you know, that's where we get in trouble with hot weather, you know, with people that don't have proper means of cooling off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the temperatures around here have been hot.
Yeah.
We've had weather that has rain, sometimes heavy. Is there something like Fort Myers in Chicago that has in common about these weather details?
You know, it's funny, John. It's interesting that you say that because, you know, I was looking at our temperatures since this kind of got started about 8 days ago. And the average temperature in Chicago for that 8-day period, and this factors in the daytime high and the overnight or morning low temperature, is 82.6 degrees. That's using Midway data, which I like to use because it effectively covers the city of Chicago, and you're not encouraging any suburban locations. It's more representative of the city.
Right.
Well, you know what? 82.6 degrees would be like living in Fort Myers for the last 8 days in Chicago. That would be a normal July, or I'm sorry, normal late June period in Fort Myers, Florida, when you talk about daytime highs and overnight lows. So, yes. So if you ever wondered what it was like to live in Fort Myers in late June,
nice.
We've lived through it. So that's interesting. It. You know, it's interesting to be able to, you know, kind of look at what our weather's been and what, how does it compare to another location and across the country? Well, Fort Myers is the location. So that's interesting.
Yes, it certainly is. Yeah. In fact, I'm betting that there are some places that might even be hotter than the temperatures we've had.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, John, I think what factored into this, because, I mean, we saw this coming. We knew it was going to get hot, and the models accurately predicted this big dome of heat developing over the central U.S. and expanding to cover the mid-Atlantic and northeast. But what's interesting is we had that big heavy rain event right prior to the start of this hot spell, and I think that added a little bit of moisture into the ground and encouraged higher dew points. And so while the temperatures may not have gotten as hot as we thought that they might get, it was kind of an academic point, because when you're talking about temperatures in the low to mid 90s and you have dew points, which is basically the measure of atmospheric moisture, when the dew points get into the 70s, that's pretty much what they have all summer long down in Houston and New Orleans and Tampa, Fort Myers, which I was just talking about. Those are the kind of dew points those folks deal with consistently for weeks on end. Now, that kept our temperature down a little bit, but again, the heat index was still, you know, well above 100 degrees, so that's kind of interesting. But anyway, John, you're absolutely right. Some areas out east, as a matter of fact, New York City at JFK Airport, they had a high yesterday of 102 degrees. That is the hottest temperature ever in the month of June in New York. So,
wow.
Yeah, they've had Bridgeport, Connecticut, 98 degrees, hottest it's ever been in Bridgeport for the month of June. So, yeah, you know, the dew points, which again measures the amount of moisture in the air, and it helps to activate what the heat index actually is and what it feels like on your body in your outside. The dew points were a little bit lower in those locations. So, you know, when the dew point's a little lower and the air is a little bit drier, you're allowed to heat up more efficiently. And that's kind of what happened in some of those locations out east. Now, a little backdoor front came through portions of the Northeast today. So New York City, they went from 102 yesterday to only 85 today. So they had a little bit of cooling. And there has been some cooling in portions of the North Woods and upper Midwest. But we haven't felt it yet here. So it's, for the folks that have been waiting all summer for hot weather like this are certainly enjoying what we've had, and it's been pretty warm.
And what do you foresee for the weekend coming up?
Well, you know what? We've got another very warm day ahead tomorrow, probably a little bit cooler than today, John, because we've got some cloud cover moving in, and the chance for some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Kind of more much what's going on right now, John. There are a few active storms that have developed in portions of our northern suburbs right now. So if you're listening to us, say Elgin and Bartlett, Algonquin, Hampshire, anywhere in those areas, there's a pretty good line of thunderstorms moving through there. And you know, this is a very warm, buoyant, energetic atmosphere. So it doesn't take much to get a thunderstorm to pop up in this type of atmosphere. And so we've seen that tonight. Now, I think those storms will tend to settle down a little bit as we get past sunset. So I think the skies will be partly cloudy. It'll be a warm, humid night tonight. Again, lows only dropping into the middle 70s. And then again, tomorrow we may have some, we'll have some more cloud cover and some scattered thunderstorms develop for about 40% of the area. Not everybody will see them. Instead of the low to mid 90s that we had today, tomorrow temperatures will be more like in the upper 80s. And then on Saturday, John, big change on Saturday in the forecast for areas near the lake. There's going to be a little bubble of high pressure passing to the north of us that'll encourage winds to turn off the lake. So we're looking at highs inland, mid to upper 80s, but there will be a little bit of a reduction in the humidity. So Saturday will be a pretty nice day. If you're near the lake downtown on area beaches, Oak Street Beach, North Avenue Beach, on Saturday, you may only see high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. So that's a significant change from the 90s that we had today and the 90s that we had much of the last several days in areas near the lake. So that'll be on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we have a resurgence of heat that comes in. The winds will go back out of the west-southwest. And I know we've got the big Pride Parade on Saturday, on Sunday as well. And it's going to be a hot one. Expect temperatures to go back into the low to mid 90s area wide. Under a mix of sun and clouds, and then we'll see some scattered thunderstorms probably develop beyond the conclusion of the parade. So probably later in the day or Sunday night, we may have a few thunderstorms, and then that'll carry over into Monday, which will be another very warm and muggy day, temperatures in the upper 80s, and again, you know, probably 50 to 60% coverage thunderstorms on Monday, and then we clear out after that. We've got some very delightful weather to kick off the month of July. We'll see temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Drop the humidity a little bit, but it'll be very comfortable to, for any outdoor activities at that time. And then we got, of course, the big 4th of July coming up a week from tomorrow, which we'll discuss that in further detail as we convene again next week, John.
Yeah, well, that is what it is, as they say. So we've got hot temperatures coming.
Yep.
Humidity coming.
Yeah, we do. We'll have a little drop in humidity on Saturday, but the heat humidity that we have today, it'll still be very muggy tomorrow, and we'll have that humidity with us on Sunday and even into Monday. And then we'll have a little bit of a drop beyond that. So temperatures, the humidity will be much more considered more of a moderate brand versus the high levels of humidity that we've had here in recent days. But interesting, John, we're at 890 degree days now officially, both at O'Hare and Midway Airport. And I look to see how unusual that is to have 890 degree days by June 26th. Interestingly, 128 of the 154 years which we have records here have had less than that by now. So meaning only 26 years have had 8 or more 90 degree days. So, you know, it's far from unprecedented, but it does put us in the 17% tile when it comes to 90 degree territory for this early season. So, are we on our way to a hot summer? Yeah. Possibly, but there's a definite break in the heat coming next week.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't care what year it was or what state it was.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
there he goes.
Hot. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Thank you, Bill. I'll talk to you next week.
You bet, John. Always a pleasure, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bill Snyder, longtime WGN TV weather producer.